This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You're invited to join us on the radio here if you want. You can bring up anything you want to discuss. We've talked about the people are hunting dogs, cats, pigeons in Venezuela. Bitcoin in Russia could be banned. It hasn't happened yet. And the British government against changing passwords. We can talk more about any of those things. If you've got comments, you're welcome to join us here. 855-450-FREE. We had Tom on the line in Baltimore at the end of the last hour, and he didn't really have a chance to get all of his thoughts out. So we're going to go to Tom here and bring him back. Tom, you were calling in. You were discussing inflation, the Federal Reserve, and please continue.
Well, it's all high-minded, dry stuff, but kind of necessary to state. And by the way, it's not my high-minded, dry stuff. It's the Federal Reserve's algorithm of control. And, you know, it's not something that they deny. You know, they are very upfront about what they do. It's surprising that more politicians don't speak more intelligently about the economy after having educated themselves about what the Federal Reserve is really up to.
Apparently, well, how many politicians are actually educated about the Federal Reserve?
That's my point exactly. And getting back to what I was saying, and then I'm going to segue into a question for the lady lawyer relative to this whole money system. What you were getting at, I think, Ian, is exactly what the Federal Reserve is concerned about, and that's to control the quantity of money that's in the system, because that's how they keep things stable and that's how they keep things moving. You might have heard some of these goofy people from the Fed talk about the velocity of money. I didn't know what that meant. It took me a while to figure out and find out what they were talking about. They're really talking about the flow of money in regard to how much is in the system in order to keep people spending and buying goods and services rolling. And every time these transactions are made, because the money out there, again, by their own admission, has no intrinsic value, it's a debt instrument, so to speak. And that is how they're making the money. That's how they keep everyone in their control.
Because it's hard. And look, I'm no economist. I'm no fiscal expert. But it's my understanding that when you call it a debt instrument, when it's a Federal Reserve note, that's evidence of the debt. And it's my understanding that in order to get rid of the national debt entirely, you'd have to get rid of all of the dollars, because each dollar, you know, once it's turned in, is no longer debt. So the fact that the dollars are out there is evidence of the debt.
Right.
That seems absolutely absurd, because there was a national debt before there was a Federal Reserve.
Well, there's other ways to incur debt.
That's true. What do you think about that, Tom? Have you heard that one?
Yes, and that's certainly something that can occur. But keep in mind, they've switched us over to a system where we're accepting trash, pieces of paper. Again, they admit they have no intrinsic value. And what they did is kind of like a parlor trick. They took real money. And by the way, they've also twisted what a dollar is. A dollar is a unit of measure of silver. And they've actually committed a crime by counterfeiting. You know, their crimes have not gone unnoticed by many people in law enforcement, but who's going to enforce it, you know?
Well, it's not
counterfeiting. How does it become a crime when they changed the legal definition?
It's
the legal definition.
It's not counterfeiting, though. It's not a silver dollar. It's a Federal Reserve note. So
they're calling it a dollar, and that is counterfeiting. There's laws relative to true weights and measures. There's laws specifically stating what a dollar is. And by the way, when you call something a dollar that's not a dollar, it's counterfeiting, and it's a crime.
Not when you're the government, though. I mean, it's like, you know, when you're the government police, you can wiretap people without it being wiretapping because there are exemptions.
We're going to get into semantics about what the big crime syndicate is really doing and whether or not the laws are sufficient and people in law enforcement are bold enough and can come together in a way to actually do something about it. I don't think anything short of some type of revolution could actually get that to occur unless people actually would group together and demand that the courts enforce these laws. You know, I still think there's a nonviolent way to utilize the court system. I know a lot of people disagree with me. And by the way, let me ask my question. I'll hang up and let other callers touch on these subjects. But I wanted to find out from the lawyer, relative to what we're talking about with money, it brings up contracts. Now, we're using money, of course, and we're contracting all the time. Now, in basic contract law, I'm sure she knows that it requires certain elements to take place, an exchange of property. Now, if we're dealing with something that has no intrinsic value, no property has been, you know, the contract basically is void on its face because the basic requirements have not been met. And that has a lot of implications. I'd like to hear her thoughts on that matter. And if she needs me to clarify what the question is, I will.
Okay, I think what you're asking is under contract law because you need consideration.
That's the value that he was talking about?
Yeah. So are all contracts...
Inhabitations occurring all the time because you didn't meet those basic requirements.
Robert, what you're asking... I want to make sure I understand what you're asking. Are you asking that under contract law, because of consideration, which is a law in most states where you have to actually be trading something of value for something else of value, because fiat currency is worthless, therefore all contracts are void if they're for a sum of U.S. dollars?
It makes sense to me. I want to find out from a lawyer what you think about it.
Well, first of all, you are not actually an attorney, but you did go to law school.
Right.
Oh,
anyway,
okay.
Go ahead.
Cool.
Okay, so under most states require consideration. All states don't, but most of them do.
Right.
It doesn't have to. So fiat currency, it has no inherent value. That doesn't mean it doesn't have any value. Gold has very little inherent value. It has a lot of value because you can actually make things with gold, but it's worth more because we trade it as, we basically trade it as a currency, even though it's not recognized that way. So even though Federal Reserve notes have no inherent value, they do have value. It's a horrible system. It's an immoral system. It's arguably an illegal system. They do have value, though, because you can go to the store and trade things for them. So,
well, value is only what people assign to it, right? So people assign
confidence, and what I said was they have no intrinsic value, and the Federal Reserve will tell you.
Well, they do. I mean, they have intrinsic value as a piece of paper. You could wipe your butt with it, you know, if it'd be kind of gross to do that.
I'll tell you what the Fed says. The Fed will tell you, and they have it in writing that you know it's basically worthless. And it hits on a greater point, and that is how the government oftentimes skirts around the areas of law that they cannot actually show are proper and being adhered to, like, for instance, Mark Stevens. You know, his argument, I think, is very valid about them proving jurisdiction. It's an element of the crime, and they skip over it as if it's a given. It's
yeah, they
not.
Do.
And I'll leave you with that.
Tom, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. I mean, I agree with you on this, Melanie, that the currency of whatever fiat currency being, you know, the idea that they can just wave a magic wand or turn on the printing press and make more money, unlike gold, where you actually have to mine it from the earth to get more of it. The fiat currency has no inherent value, as Tom was saying, but...
Well, and all currency isn't printed either, so it doesn't
true.
Even necessarily have the value of paper, because most U.S. currency is not printed.
That's true. The supermajority is just numbers in a computer that they increment over time. But people do believe in it, and you could argue that that's because it's legal tender, which is the law that says, if you look at every, you know, greenback, it says this is legal tender for all debts payment, or all debts private or public. And that means that the government has passed a law that says if you are in the United States, the landmass known as the United States, you have to accept the U.S. money as payment for whatever it is that that you're offering for sale. That's essentially my understanding of what legal tender is.
And I've actually got the U.S. code in front of me on legal tender, where it says United States coins and currency, including Federal Reserve notes, are legal tender for all debts, public charges, taxes, and dues. Foreign gold or silver coins are not legal tender for debt.
And legal tender means you accept this or you go to jail. We're going to hurt you if you don't accept this. So maybe it wouldn't be as valuable if it wasn't legal tender. But anyway, it's Free Talk Live. We'll continue and you can join us.
Every once in a while you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio toll free. 855-453 allows you to bring up what's on your mind. Tonight with you in studio, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
And modern states commonly deploy coercion in a wide array of circumstances in which the resort to force would clearly be wrong for any private person. What entitles the state to behave in this manner? And why should citizens obey its commands? In The Problem with Political Authority, Michael Humer examines theories of political authority, from the social contract theory to theories of democratic authorization to fairness and consequence-based theories. Ultimately, no theory of authority succeeds, and thus no government has the kind of authority often ascribed to them. Humer goes on to discuss how voluntary and competitive institutions could provide central goods for the sake of which the state is often deemed necessary, including law, protection from private criminals, and national security. An orderly and livable society thus doesn't require acquiescence in the illusion of political authority. Find The Problem with Political Authority by Michael Humer on Amazon and all major bookstores. As we go to the phones, to the fun, we go to Dan, listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Mark. How are you, sir?
Actually, Mark's not here tonight. It's Ian, Melanie, and Daryl.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Ian. I'm just so used to saying Mark, so I do apologize.
That's all right.
So I want to propose a law, because anything in California, you have to do it, you have to do it by force. So I'm here to propose a law today.
All right.
And this law is the expiration date on spoiler alerts, because I heard you guys talking yesterday. So my law is proposes this. You cannot say how a movie ends before it has gone through its HBO run. This is punishable by death, because I am so sick and tired of people spoiling movies for me that I think we should hang them.
Why don't you just unfollow them?
Well, because Mark was talking about a movie on the radio last night and giving away plots of Captain War Civil America or something.
Okay.
Exactly. So, but there's three kinds of spoilers. You can spoil a movie, spoil a TV event, or spoil a sporting event. And so they got to have different.
You can spoil a book.
Come on. Books. This is 2016.
Whoa. The books don't count? maybe like movies is a capital crime and books is like a ticket.
Yeah, no, I'm with that. Misdemeanor for a book. I'm with that. I'll let you fight on that one. Okay.
I don't actually have any of that, by the way.
Okay.
This is tongue
in cheek. I think it should be, as long as you go through the HBO run, if you don't have the opportunity to see the movie by the time it's gone through the HBO run, that's on you.
What if it never has an HBO run because it's straight to DVD?
Oh, then all bets are off. If your movie is so crappy, then I'm sorry, no offense to Crime Spree movie that you put out, Ian, because I actually loved it. And it
Victimless Crime Spree did have a theatrical premiere,
but it was also straight to DVD.
But it never did
to
HBO, I don't think.
No, it actually wasn't straight to DVD. Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree was released in, I think it was September 15th, 2012, in Keene Cinemas, in an actual big screen movie theater. And then after that, it took several months before the DVD came out. So it was actually released to YouTube before it was released to DVD.
Right.
So we turned the whole
thing. Which is even worse.
Right, well, documentaries don't really count. I think they're in a separate list of the books. Listen,
right.
If you don't know how a documentary is going to end, you need to watch it. You don't know how a book's going to end, I'm sorry. And I gotta
if you don't know how the movie Titanic ends, then I'm sorry to tell you the boat sinks. Don't need to sit there for 27 hours to watch the movie.
Right. TV episodes like Walking Dead, you kind of stuff like that, you've got till it gets on Netflix. Once it's on Netflix, all bets are off. You got the opportunity.
But wait a minute. What about series that are made by Netflix and released on Netflix?
Ooh.
So like Netflix has sort of turned the whole.
Oh yeah, like what was it? House of Cards and
Boys.
Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. They're really putting a lot of money into developing series for Netflix. And one of the things Netflix has done that's been really revolutionary, if you will, or evolutionary, however you want to look at it, is they will release the entire season, because like television series is you're used to them releasing one per week for a series of 10 weeks or 12 weeks or however long, but on Netflix, they just put them all out there all at once. So it encourages more binge watching, where people can, you know, basically fill an entire day with watching their favorite show.
Right.
And it's just a kind of a different way to release things. So how do you deal with that with your proposed law, Dan?
Well, look, I'm American. I don't think about laws before I propose them. Why are you making this?
So we got to pass it to find out what's in it? Let the Supreme Court interpret it?
Exactly. I go off emotions. That's my way I feel. If it feels right, I'll prove it.
And see, sports, this is the problem with laws. Like, this right here.
Yeah. And sports, you get one day. Once it's the next day, you DVR it and you want to watch your game or whatever, you get one day unless it's like the Super Bowl, then you know that's right, because everyone knew how it went, ended the moment it ended. So that's my proposal.
Brilliant.
Twist it as you wish.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. So you can join us here. Bring up whatever you want. What's the worst spoiler you've ever received? Now, this could be a dangerous...
Wait, are we inviting spoilers?
This could be a dangerous topic, right? Like, basically, we'll have to put a spoiler alert in front of anyone who actually answers this question. But was there ever a spoiler you received that was really just a game killer for you? Like, it really ruined an experience as far as what movie you were going to see or TV show or whatever. It may be, I can't remember any off the top of my head. But if you've got one that really stands out, like, oh, yeah, so-and-so told me about Star Wars where blah, blah, blah.
I blocked an anarchist here on Facebook because they posted the ending to The Hunger Games the day it came out.
Ooh, not good. Not good. I like the troll spoilers. There was when Star Wars was coming out in December this last year, somebody was trolling audiences, and they would, like, came out of the theater and said something like, Princess Leia dies, or something like that. Like, some sort of thing that wasn't actually true, necessarily.
Okay.
To the audience that was waiting to go in to see the movie theater just to mess with their heads.
A-hole!
So, yeah, so, like...
You just ruined it for me!
Like a fake spoiler. So, technically, he didn't actually ruin anything. He just made you think that he ruined it for you. So, it's basically a mind F. I like that.
Alderaan gets blown up.
I think that's a real spoiler from the original Star Wars, right?
Yeah, but yeah, it's like 20 years ago.
Well, this is the question that we were, you know, this was a question we had last night, was how long is too long? Or, you know, is it to where, like Mark was saying, well, what about old movies like Gone with the Wind? I mean, can you spoil those without giving a spoiler alert first? Now, I still think that you should give a spoiler alert prior to spoiling something. I mean, there's a chance that somebody hasn't seen Star Wars. I mean, not everybody is, we're in our, Daryl, you and I are in our 30s.
Right.
I'm not sure, Melanie, you're in your 20s.
29, yeah.
Okay, so coming up on 30, most of us probably saw Star Wars as a kid, but
never intentionally.
Really? Okay, that's right. You're one of those non-Star Wars people.
Yeah.
And so you're one of the few, but there are young people.
I know enough about it to where I could probably give people spoiler alerts about it, like, you know. Darth Vader is Luke's father.
That's a pretty big one.
Leia is Luke's sister.
Really ruining it for people.
People are, like, turning off the radio right now.
You're supposed to say spoiler alert.
Oh, spoiler alert. Here's stuff that happened 35 years ago.
for young people, you got to keep in mind, you know, somebody who was born in the year 2000, maybe they haven't seen the original Star Wars. 855-453 is the toll-free number. Your thoughts on spoilers or whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, My name is Diane Cook, the creator of Bee Spa Hand and Foot Cream. Bee Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. Bee Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but Bee Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. Bee Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. Bee Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order Bee Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at beespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here. We'll take your calls about what you want. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
And you can join us online anytime. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are on our website. You get to actually create the content there at freetalklive.com. It was placed there by listeners like you. Go to freetalklive.com. You'll see it there right there on the front page of the site. All of that, all those news items, YouTube videos, or whatever it is that's linked there, could be fun stuff, was put there by listeners like you and then voted upon also by listeners like you. So go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. And are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Well, stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. As we continue here, you can bring up anything you want. Melanie, you have been doing a little bit of research on Rule 41. Now, we covered on the show a couple weeks ago, maybe, a little bit about Rule 41, which, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but it's a supreme rule of the Supreme Court, in the United States? Because they can change the rules, so I presume it's one of their rules.
Well, it's a rule. It's Rule 41 of the Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure, which are written by the Supreme Court, but okay. can be vetoed by Congress.
Right.
So it would apply in federal courts, which is where most cases involving Tor probably would be.
Tor being the onion router, the anonymizing system for the internet, or one of the anonymizing systems.
Yeah, so anytime you have a federal case, the federal rules of criminal procedure would be what would apply, which is kind of misleading because they're not all necessarily procedural as they are substantive, and there's whole areas of law on that. But this one has to do with when you can get a warrant.
Right. There was a warrant in the case of the website that the Federal Bureau of Investigation took over on the darknet, child pornography website. They ran that site for 2 solid weeks. So actually assisting with and distributing the process of distributing child pornography, they were using a hacking tool on that site that was they had permission to do so by a warrant that was issued by a magistrate judge in Eastern Virginia's district, I believe it was. And the hacking tool was essentially a piece of malware that infected people's computers who were visiting the website the feds were running, and then returned to the feds the information about those people's computers, which then led to 100-plus arrests and over 1,300 IP addresses being revealed and other data like that. There was a news story a couple weeks ago that a court had actually found that the warrant was illegal because of this Rule 41 that you're talking about, that basically says a magistrate judge cannot issue a warrant for searching things outside of their district. Is that right?
Not really.
Okay.
That's what they're presenting it as, I guess.
Who, the news media?
The feds. Mostly.
Okay.
The news media, the mainstream media anyway, does tend to kind of distort rulings that have been handed down either because they're doing it on purpose or because they just don't understand what they're reading.
That's probably
true. Or they're reading a summary and then they're interpreting the summary that they read.
Well, that's just more negligent, but...
Right, and it's generally negligent. It's not intentional misrepresentation.
Yeah, I mean, and most reporters don't have law degrees
nope.
and aren't experts in every field of law, even if they did. So for a lot of stuff, I'm not really blaming them for that too hard.
So if that's not what Rule 41 is, then what is it?
Rule 41 does say that you can only issue, that a judge can only issue a warrant in his own jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about warrants is that they're probable cause. They're not proof beyond a reasonable doubt. They're not proof beyond all doubt. They're not how it ended up being factually.
Meaning you only need probable cause to get the warrant to be issued.
Right.
What you're saying.
So there's no way that cases are just going down all over where we thought a crime happened on one side of the county line. It actually happened on the other one. The judge that wrote it had probable cause to believe that it happens here. They searched something and then a guy got convicted of murder and then they threw it out because it was on the, like that, that doesn't happen. You had PC to think that it was
PC being probable cause.
Sorry, yeah. Probable cause to think that it was in your jurisdiction. You wrote it. The people got arrested. It's a valid arrest.
But in the case of the Tor case that we were talking about, the warrant was issued to put the hacking tool on the server, which they knew that was going to be used to infect people's computers all around the world, not just in Eastern Virginia. And what the supposed argument was that resulted in a judge finding the warrant was illegal. One, or actually two judges have now found that, but there's another judge that said it wasn't. But their argument was basically, well, you know, this judge, this magistrate judge, this sort of lower-level federal functionary, couldn't legally allow that warrant to affect computers outside of their jurisdiction. So they intend, the warrant's intention was to put this hacking tool on a computer in Eastern Virginia. So that part was legal. It was just the collecting of the information from the computers outside of Eastern Virginia that the judge says was not allowed.
Well, and they will do this. They'll be more, they'll follow their own rules more when it's to their benefit.
How is this to their benefit, though?
Because then they get to throw this case and get that statute.
Okay, so what you're saying is that, okay, so one of the news stories we've been sharing about this have said that this Rule 41 is trying to be changed. Somebody's trying to change Rule 41 at the federal government level, and there's news recently that the Supreme Court has gone ahead and has changed this Rule 41. So does that mean that the Supreme Court's new changes to the rule have, which again have to be approved by Congress, but likely will be, does that mean that their new changes include that a magistrate judge could now go ahead and issue a warrant for the entirety of the United States?
Right. So what they do is they take a case, they decide that in this case only, we're going to follow all rules as if we pay attention to the Constitution. Tell the public, oh no, we lost all these, you know, child porn creators
mm-hmm.
because the statute, the procedure wasn't strong enough, and then go and use that, even though in every other case for the past 100 years, they've been interpreting it one way, and then use that to go get an even
stronger rule.
Stronger statute, because this, the amended, and it's not in effect yet, the Congress doesn't have to approve it, but they can veto it for 90 days.
Okay, so if they do nothing,
then it takes effect.
Then it takes effect. After 90 days? Okay, got it.
So, well, it's approved after, if they do nothing for 90 days, but then it doesn't take effect until December.
Got it. Okay.
So it says if...
Wait. Okay, before you go on, before what it says, do you believe that the Federal Bureau of Investigation... This is kind of conspiracy theory land now. Do you believe the FBI botched this up accidentally by going to the magistrate judge, knowing, because what we read was it was a 19-year FBI veteran who should have known better. Did they botch it accidentally, or did they botch it on purpose, knowing that all these investigations would possibly end up being thrown out?
I don't have any reason to believe that they botched it on purpose, but because they're such a large organization, when you're doing so much stuff, you're going to mess something up eventually, and mm-hmm. so you just go ahead and take advantage of it. They could have done it on purpose. I don't know. I have no reason to believe that particularly. It was kind of broad in that they were deliberately going outside of their jurisdiction, whereas deliberately and openly, because they do it deliberately all the time. But
in this case, the argument was the court that they went to with the magistrate judge also houses district court judges who are not magistrates that could have issued a proper warrant for the entirety of the United States. So why they didn't go to those judges is in question. I agree with you. I think Occam's Razor says it's most likely that they just screwed this up, but now they're using that to their advantage later on, now they realize there could be a benefit.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. All you have to do is dial in to join us here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We're talking about Rule 41. Doesn't really sound too interesting, but basically what it means is that the federal government recently had this case, the FBI running a child pornography website for a couple of weeks. They took over the site. They ran it. They then gathered information using a hacking tool, a piece of malware that infected like 1,300 computers, reported information back about those computers. The FBI then made several raids and made over 130 arrests. There are a lot of cases now, legal cases in play, and almost all of them are in jeopardy at this point, or at least probably are in legal jeopardy because they are unable to... The evidence that they've had has been thrown out. This warrant that the federal government had to put this malware on the server in the first place was found to be basically illegal because it was written by a magistrate judge, which is different from a regular federal judge. And I don't understand what those differences are exactly, but, you know, there's a pecking order, if you will, of federal judges. And so the district judges have thrown out the magistrate judge's warrant, which is resulting in possible cases being thrown out. And so now the federal government is going to be able to say, oh, woe is us. Look at all these child pornographers that we have to let go now because of this new because of this Rule 41 that we screwed up and we went to the wrong judge. So let's change the rule. And they've been pushing for this. So, Melanie, you're telling us that the rule has now been changed by the Supreme Court in order to make it so that magistrate judges can issue more sort of wide-cutting warrants outside of their jurisdiction?
Oh, yeah, and only for Tor and Tor-like. I don't know the name of any of the other encryption
Oh, really? Oh, they specifically rewrote Rule 41 to mention Tor?
Well, it doesn't mention Tor. I don't know what the name of any of the other ones. The language is...
Because, so what you're saying is it's not like a magic...
I2P is another anonymizing browser that's an alternative to Tor. So, there's Freenet.
That's right, yep.
Freepto.
Okay, so you can write a warrant, or they can write warrants outside of their jurisdiction if the district where the media or information is located has been concealed through technological means. Okay, first of all, that doesn't even say that they haven't been able to figure out where it was. I can conceal something and conceal it poorly, or I can conceal something and you can have better hackers than me. Now you know, doesn't matter, it has been concealed, so now we can go forum shopping and decide what judge we like to get a warrant, because now any judge can do it.
So what they're saying is, let me see if I've got this straight, this new Rule 41 that is basically, if the Congress does nothing, will go into effect at the end of this year.
Right.
This new Rule 41 says... magistrate judges who previously could not issue a warrant for covering outside of their own district, their own federal district,
right,
now can do so long as the places to be searched are unknown. Is that right?
As long as they're as long as they were concealed and were concealed through technological means. It doesn't even say they have to be currently unknown. Technically under this, and it's a law, so technically... they could have been concealed and now are known. You can go to any magistrate you want. You're going to go to the one that's going to be most likely to write to approve your warrant because now they can do it. Also, I think that what they're claiming that they were trying to get already existed under Rule 41 because you need probable cause. You don't need that to have been actually the case after the fact. You had probable cause that it was in your jurisdiction. You had probable cause, well, in this case, it didn't. But you had probable cause that a crime was committed. You had everything else you needed. It turns out that one of those things weren't true. The warrant's still good. You don't throw out a warrant because you find out after the fact that something was false, as long as you had probable cause at the time.
Well,
the warrant
was signed.
What if
you thought you had probable cause, but you only had reasonable suspicion?
It doesn't matter. You had probable... what do you mean you thought you had probable...
well, the whole warrant hasn't been thrown out in the case of the FBI running the child porn site. The warrant was legitimate for the Eastern District of Virginia, meaning
right.
that anyone who connected to this child porn website run by the FBI who happened to be in the Eastern District of Virginia, their case is still good. But the other cases... from people outside, which is probably the supermajority of them, from outside of the Eastern District of Virginia, are possibly going to have to be thrown
out. And there's two problems with that. A, they knew, and they knew for what was it, like 19 years, that they were, first of all, they were able to get the IP addresses on these computers, so they knew that they were outside of the jurisdiction, and they didn't cure that. So they knew that they were going out to their jurisdiction,
yes.
and they did it on purpose. Two, I think that... they probably are throwing... well, I think that they're throwing this case. So they're not fighting as hard as they otherwise would to uphold the warrant anyway, I think.
Do you think
so
they're going to
they
appeal?
Can throw the case.
Do you think the U.S. attorney will appeal? Because there have been two district judges, I believe. Maybe one was a magistrate judge. But anyway, two federal judges have essentially found most of this warrant to be invalid because of what we're talking about here, that it was outside of the jurisdiction, the evidence that they were collecting. Do you think the U.S. attorney will appeal it? If they're trying to throw the case, do they still have to make it look like they're not trying to throw the case?
I mean, not really. I don't want to say regular people, but most people without any formal legal education aren't going to notice things like that and aren't necessarily going to understand them if they do. I would imagine that he would not appeal, or if he'd appeal at a lower level and not go all the way up.
Not go to the Supreme Court.
You do, like, one appeal to make it look legit.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to fight it that hard. Now, I have no inside information on this case, so, like, nobody rely on this for life decisions.
Sure.
But,
this is not legal advice.
So I don't see them fighting it because in this case, the FBI doesn't care if they catch people watching or creating child porn. They care about PR. They care about budgets. They care about power. They don't care that they're letting all these people go. They care that they get the power grab that
they're
going to get.
Well, not all of them are being let go because some of them have already put in guilty pleas. So they've been doing this investigation. The warrant was issued back in February or somewhere around there of 2015. That's when they took over this child pornography website and started operating it. The federal government actually running a child pornography website, which, talk about it, an ethical question.
Yeah, so they really don't care because they're running a child porn site for 2 decades.
They are facilitating the distribution of child pornography, the very thing they claim that they're trying to stop. But, you know, that aside, it's been going on for quite a while. They've, you know, continued to make arrests. And so some of those earlier cases, you've already got plea deals that have been put in. One of the more updated stories is from Vice, motherboard.vice.com, where there's actually an attorney who's trying to get his guilty plea for his client withdrawn. Quote, counsel knew of no defenses to the charge at the time of the guilty plea, wrote Thomas Dyer, representing Michael Lowe, wrote in a motion on Wednesday and added, quote, this is a new area of criminal law that's being litigated at this very moment throughout the entire country. Lowe was arrested as part of the FBI's investigation into the dark web child pornography website Playpen. And then they go on to tell you what we've already told you about how the FBI has put this hacking tool and they've collected over 1,300 IP addresses. In his motion, Dyer references last month's events where a Massachusetts judge ruled that the warrant used to authorize the mass hack was void. This was because the judge who signed the warrant, it was argued, didn't have the legal power to greenlight the search and seizure outside of her own district of the Eastern District of Virginia. Quote, the attorney said the defendant's guilty plea was not fully knowing because he was not aware of some of the legal events, analysis, and judicial opinions relating to the warrant issued in the Eastern District of Virginia, which, to me, that's not persuasive. I mean, I'm no judge.
That doesn't work that way.
But, yeah, I mean, this dude already put in a guilty plea. He's already admitted guilt. For him to say that he didn't know about all of the legal analysis.
That's not relevant.
Yeah, the legal events that have developed since his guilty plea, that's not going to hold water with a judge.
No.
So it's a desperate Hail Mary attempt on the part of this this probably a public defender would be my guess who's filing this. Indeed.
Okay, and the attorney probably has to file the appeal, even if he knows it's probably going to lose. Frivolous suits don't really work the same way in criminal court as they do in civil court. So the attorney probably has to file it. And I mean, hey, you're in jail, you go for it. But that's not... It doesn't work that way.
He finally said, indeed, neither the defendant nor his counsel were aware of legal developments at the time of the defendant's plea because the new information on the subject was not readily discoverable despite due diligence. The case deals with a novel and cutting-edge area of criminal law. So we'll continue to update you on this situation as it develops. And Melanie, thanks for coming in and guest hosting tonight.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We might have her back here and appreciate the legal analysis. DarylWPerry.com. Check out his campaign website. He's going to be traveling later this week. It's Free Talk Live. See you tomorrow.
Could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will, or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.